Media Butterfly Tube. In the second half of the 19th century, vacuum pumps were built which were capable of producing much better vacuums, much higher vacuums in glass tubes than had been the case previously. And this enabled the high voltages produced by the induction coil, the Ruhmkorff coil, to produce glow discharges in tubes with very low pressure gas within them. The man who pioneered this was another German called Geissler, and these Geissler tubes enabled one to identify gases from the colour of the discharge in them, for instance neon being red and helium being green and so on, by putting two electrodes into an evacuated glass tube and putting a large voltage, several hundred thousand volts, across the electrodes in the tube. The electrodes were able to rip electrons off the cathode and attract them to the anode. If they collided with gas molecules on the way, then they excited these gas molecules, which when they de-excited emitted light, and that was the origin of the glow. If you could make a glass tube with a high enough vacuum such that there were not much chance of the electrons hitting a gas atom or molecule between the cathode and the anode, the electrons would crash into the anode and give up all their energy to the atoms making up the anode. In this tube, the anode has a butterfly whose wings are coated with fluorescent metal oxides. There is a very good vacuum in the tube. So when you apply a large voltage across it, the electrons from the cathode hit the metal oxides on the wings of the butterfly. The energy goes into the metal oxide ions, de-exciting and emitting light, and so the wings of the butterfly glow, and the colour of the glow depends on the metal oxides that you use to coat the wings. So you can produce a very pretty glow discharge, and a lot of these were made really for amusement, an after-dinner amusement, to show these Geissler tubes with butterflies, paddle wheels, all sorts of things within them. Sadly, this particular one, the vacuum is no longer a very good vacuum, and so the butterfly wings no longer glow if you connect a voltage across it. We have several different versions of these things, and with a heated filament cathode, they are still in production for educational purposes.